to drink wine there, Ashinu Makim, you change the place. Ain't Sarach Levarach. That's Rabbi Yechon Shit. You don't have to make another bracha. So the Rashbam says, see the Rashbam. You all bring down the famous Rashbam here. Echad Shinu Yain. That's one halacha. To mean Shehei V'lo Yain Mechav Yisacheres. You're drinking one wine, and in the middle of the meal, they bring you another wine. V'yesh Laitam Mishuna. The next wine tastes a little bit different. Oy Geru, either it's worse, Oy Mishuna, it's better. Is Ein Sarach Levarach Shein Esel Yain. You don't have to make a second time another Bar Pregofen. That for sure you don't have to do. When you make one Bar Pregofen in the middle of the drinking, that helps for all the wine you plan to drink. Avol HaToyv Yametiv. When they bring a second wine to make a toiv yametiv, that you have to do. Miyom mevorach, the Rashbam Shita is in Meshubach min Arishin. If the second wine they're bringing is a better type of a wine than the first wine, then you have to make a special bracha, Baruch Hashem, a toiv yametiv. Not a bor pregofin, but a toiv yametiv. Could the Amr be a roya? Since it's Rashbam Shita, all the Rishonim always bring down. The Tosfos brings down that the Shalom, Rishalmi, is mashmi, no. The Rishalmi is mashmi, even if the second wine is worse. As long as it's a different type of wine, you also have to make a toiv yametiv. As long as it's drinkable. But the olalocha, we hold that the Rashbam says here. The toiv yametiv is only if the second wine you bring is a better wine. But also, we only make a toiv yametiv if there's shutfus there. There has to be two people involved, and there have to be both people are drinking the wine. That's why we don't make this bracha too often. But it has to be that the wine was put down on the table, that both people have the right to drink from it. So it's like you both own the wine, and both of you together are drinking the wine together, the first wine, and then you drink the second wine. There's a special new bracha to make for ribu of yain. Hatoiv yametiv. It's good for us, it's good for your friend also. That's a toiv yametiv. You make this bracha when something is good for you and somebody else also. So that Rabbi Yechon is not talking about. That Rabbi Yechon is also moided too, that you have to make hatoiv yametiv if the second wine is better. But if the equal wines, or else the way the Rashbam learns that the second wine is not as good as the first wine, then you do not have to make a toiv yametiv. But a bar pregofen, for sure you don't have to make a second time. Now Rabbi Yechon's chiddush is though the echad shinu makom of the Rashbam lechol davar anechol, anything you're eating imachem imenu b'makom zeh, if you eat at this place. Then you go eat the same, drink the same wine in another place. You do not have to make a second bracha when you go to the second house. That's about a providing you did not think, like you didn't make up your mind you're not going to eat anymore. You weren't a seer that. You didn't take your mind away from eating. In other words, if you drank wine here, and as far as you finished drinking, or you finished eating now, you're not going to eat anymore. Then you go to your friend's house and he gives you something to drink, so pshiti, you have to make another bracha. We're talking about here of Yechnis, where you were drinking wine in this house. And you're enjoying drinking wine, you want to keep on eating. Just for some reason, you have to go to your friend's house right now. So you didn't stop eating, you didn't take your mind away from eating. So when you go to your friend's house, you can continue eating there without making another bracha. His halacha, we hold that since you have a shinu makom, since you change places from one house to another house, that's called a hefsek by itself. That's called an interruption, that the first bracha doesn't help anymore, and you have to make another bracha. But Yechon Shita is no. Even a shinu makom, still that's good. Yeah, that's what the Tosfos speaks out also. That Rabbi Yechon Omar Afi Dayayin Yosso. Tosfos says that Rabbi Yechon argues in Rav that in Shul, when you heard the Bar Pregofen in Shul, then you go home, you do not have to make a Bar Pregofen a second time if you want to drink wine there. So Tosfos says, Avad is only talking about a Mari Sheshosu Beis HaKnesses. That's only talking about if you drank wine in Shul. Now, like I said before, the Chazin made Kiddush for everybody. Whoever wanted to be Yitzim. Poshid Rabbi Yechon also was like Rav. You could be Yitzim Kiddush even in Shul. So the Chazan makes Kiddush for everybody. Then the Chazan drinks from the wine. Now, Tosfos says, whoever also drinks from the wine, that's considered like he has the Bar Pregofen. Umari Sheshosu, basically, as he drank the wine. Afagav then in Kiddush Yotzo B'Shmiya, even though just to be Yotzo Mitzvah's Kiddush, you don't have to drink from the wine. If one person makes Kiddush, he can be Moitzi everybody, even though they don't drink from the wine. Confucius Liel. Avalin Yin Yayin Leipoti, Relin came Shosu, Tevi Hefsit. But that's for sure. If you were in Shul and just heard the Chazan make Kiddush, but you did not drink the wine, so even though the bracha would have helped for you if you would have drink, but that's only if you drink the wine right there. Let's say you don't drink wine here. You go home. So pshita, when you go home, you have to make again a bar pregofen. Because for you, it's not worse. Let's say somebody makes a shakal on here, and he doesn't drink, and he starts to talk to somebody else. That's pshita. After you make the bracha, if you don't drink, any little diba you say is called a hefsig. The bracha doesn't help anymore. Havad, as soon as you make the bracha, you have to drink it. Then it's called the bracha was chal. Now, once the bracha was chal, then we can say, even though you talk out afterwards, as long as you're not mesir dash, you don't take your mind away from eating, you're allowed to keep on eating on that first bracha. But at kol ponim, you have to taste something right after you make the bracha. So the same thing, when the chazan makes kiddush in shul, whoever drinks the wine right there, it's considered now that he had a bar paragraph made for him, and he started to drink. So once he started to drink, the bracha was chal for him. Now it's a question, how long could that bracha help you for? So he's saying, kol zaman you're not mesir dash, you didn't take your mind away from eating or drinking, that bracha still continues. That should be according to everybody. Just we hold now it's a new machlekes. Is a shinu makom when you change places, you leave shul and go home, is that also called like a hesach hadas or not? Rabbi Yochanan says no. Kol zaman you did not make up your mind not to eat, like here in shul. You heard bar pi agofen in shul, and you know you're going home, you want to have more wine in your house. You still have das to drink. You don't have to make, again, a bar pregofen. Because in shul, when you drank the wine, it's like you made the bracha bar pregofen, and that bracha helps as long as you don't take your mind away from drinking. But pshita, if you were in shul and you didn't drink any wine there, so it's like you made a bar bracha and you didn't drink anything, then if you say out one word, it's called a hefsik. So then pshita, if you walk home, you have to make another bar pregofen. So Rabbi Yochanan is talking about when you were in shul, you did drink from the wine there. So then Rabbi Yochanan's shita is, as long as you don't take your mind away from eating or drinking, you want to keep on drinking even though you're going to another place, you don't have to make another bracha. This is Rabbi Yochanan's shita. So Rabbi Yochanan argues both on Rav and Shmuel. For the Gemara Meisvei, have a kashya now on you, Rabbi Yochanan. Meisvei, there's a braisa and bracha, it says like this, Shinu makam, if somebody changes his place, Shinu makam, the halacha is, Sarech levorach. You have to make another bracha. Not like Rabbi Yochanan. If you're drinking wine in this room, and then you change your place, you went to another room, you have to make another bracha. Shinu yayin, if you're in the same room, and you drink one wine, and then you decide to drink another wine, shinu yayin, the halacha is, ein tzarech levorach. You do not have to make another bracha. Hatoyv yameitiv, yes, but a bar priagofen, you do not have to make. There's a tiyufta kasha in Rabbi Yochanan, and Echadam Rabbi Yochanan is a kasha. We don't pass in like Rabbi Yochanan. We pass in the shinu makom. If you change places, it is called a hefsik, and you have to make another bracha when you go to the second house to eat there. We'll soon see in which cases. Yeah. Right. Mar Yosef Rav Idi Baravin, Kaimed Rav Chizda. Rav Idi Rav was sitting down in front of Rav Chizda. The Yosef Rav Chizda and Rav Chizda were also sitting there. Ukomer, and he sang over Mishmei de Rav Huna. Rav Chizda was saying over like a Chiddush de Kalach in the name of Rav Huna. What would this be Chiddush he said over the name of Rav Huna? That Ho di Amrit, that we say, Shinu Mokim Tzarech Levorach, if you change places, you have to make a second bracha. If you started to drink wine in this house, and then you left this house, even though you're still in the middle of drinking, you go to your friend's house, there, if you want to continue drinking, you have to make a second bracha. That we say, shinu mokim, changing your place. You have to make a bracha. Lo shonu was only learned, elo mi bayis labayis, if you're going from one house to another house. Avu mi mokim lo mokim lo. But in the same house, from one place to another place, then no, then you do not have to make a second bracha. Now this is the same lashon we had before by Kiddush. What is considered Kiddush b'mokim suda? It has to be also, it's only no good from one house to another house. But mimokim l'mokim, it is okay. So before also we said the same thing. What's considered mimokim l'mokim? It has to mean in the same room. In the same room, from one side of the room to the other side of the room, that's considered okay. But what about from upstairs to downstairs? Before we had some shritas learned that that's no good. If you start to make Kiddush downstairs, and you have in mind to eat there, and then for some reason you decide to eat upstairs, that's not considered good. Because according to those shittas, it should be the same thing here also. That shinu makom only helps, mimakom makom, it has to be mainly in the same room. But from one room to another room, it's questionable. So preferably what you're supposed to do is, when you make the bracha, if you know you want to eat around your house, you should have in your mind, matkila, you want to eat around your house, like we had before. If you make kiddush, and you have in mind to eat upstairs, to eat in the other room, that for sure helps. As long as you're under one roof in the same room, if you have in mind when you make kiddush, you want to eat upstairs in the other room, that for sure helps. Here also, that's for sure helps. And when you make your shakal or your borrow from your zaynus, eat some cake here, and you have in mind to eat in the next room or go around the house, that for sure does help if you have it in mind, b'shash you made the first bracha. However, if you didn't have it in mind, it's a suffix, so we don't make a second bracha. Since there are some shittas that know like that, there are some shittas that learn that as long as it's under one roof, or as long as we could see that makom, you don't have to make another bracha. So maestro, we don't make another bracha unless your mamash go to another house. So that's what he's saying here. It's only mi bayis labayis, from one house to another house, that we have to make a second bracha. Avu mi makom lamakom, from one place to another place, then you don't have to make another bracha. So that's what Rav Chizda was saying over in the name of Rav Huna. for the Gemara Omalei Ravidi Baravin. So Ravidi Baravin said, Hochi Taninu Li B'masnisa and Devei Rahinit. Like, what's your Chiddush saying over the name of Rav Huna? I learned this in a Braisa. It was taught to me that this is a Braisa learned by Devei Rav Hinik. For Yamrullah, and some say B'masnisa, this was a Braisa that was learned. In other words, this was learned much before you. You're only in Amora, next generations. So this was learned way before you in the Tanoim's time, in the Braises, the Devei Bar Hizik. Kavosich, it was learned like you. So for the Gemara of Yela Rav Huna Masnisa Kavashnon, for the Kashu, then if this was learned like this in a Braisa, so what is Rav Huna teaching us? Like Rav Huna is in Amora, teaching us something later on. Like, what's this Kiddush? It was already learnt in the Braisa, this din. That that we say, if you change places, you have to make a second Brachon, it's only another house. But in the same mokim, we don't have to make a second bracham. Have the Gemara Enechanami, Kamashmon Rav Huna Masnisa. And after the Gemara Zakash, Yelo Rav Huna Masnisa Kamashmon. Is Rav Huna telling us a Chiddush, what it says in the Braisa? And if the Gemara Rav Huna Masnisa Leishmile, that's not such a kasha. Rav Huna, this Amara did not hear the Braisa. As it could be that Amoraim did not hear all the Braises. It wasn't written down then. It's possible that Amoraim did not hear this Braisa. So Nechlam, Rav Huna was saying this Chiddush by himself. Ah, you're telling me now they learned this same halach in the Braisa? That's not a kasha. And Amoraim has the right to say over something even though it was said in the Braisa. And the Rashbam, I think, doesn't even like this gears altogether. But he says, Bechal, it's not a kasha. A lot of times, the Amoraim, even if he knew the Braisa, but the other people didn't know the Braisa. So it's not so sure, Rav Huna was saying, oh, Valach, what says in the Braisa? Like, other people don't know this Braisa. So it's not such a kasha, what Rav Huna was saying over, it's a Braisa. Not everybody knew the Braisa. So Rav Huna was saying over what it says in the Braisa. So that's one nice. Another thing happened, the Su Yosef Rav Chizda. Then Rav Huna was sitting there and he said over another halacha in his own name. Not the name of Rav Huna, in Rav Chizda's own name. He said like this, Hodi Amrit, that we say, Shinu Mokum, Tzaruch Levarach, if you change your place, you have to make a second time a brachom. Lo Yamaron has only said, Ele Bidvorin, Shein Tunim Brachol Achrayim, Bim Koimim. The Zoni said if you eat things that you do not have to make a bracha achreina in its own place. Which means like a burin afoshes. Whenever you only have to make a burin afoshes, you only drink something, or eat vegetables or fruits, you only have to make a burin afoshes, you do not have to make the burin afoshes in the same place. You're allowed to go out of the room and make the burin afoshes someplace else. So then we say as soon as you leave your place, it's considered like you finished eating, as soon as you leave this room, and you go to another house, it's considered like a new eating, you have to make a second bracha there. Avol but, devarim hatuna bracha liachrayim b'mkoymim. So Rashbam learned this means any chosh of a bracha, like an alamichya, or eitz v'al priyetz, or else alagefen, is by the shiva saminim. If you eat one of the shiva saminim, you have to make the alamichya, or else alayz v'al priyetz, which that's called the chosh of a bracha. Avol devarim hatuna bracha liachrayim b'mkoymim. Rashbam learns all those brachas, you would have to say them in the same place. Like, as soon as you finish eating cake, you have to make the alamichya in the same place where you ate the cake. You're not allowed to get up and go someplace else and make the alamichya someplace else. You have to make the alamichya, alayitz, vapriyitz, or else we have hagefen, vapriyagefen. You have to make it all in the same place where you drank it. That's the din. So then, in such a case, if you're drinking wine or eating cake, and then you leave your mokum and go someplace else, ein tzaruch levarach. Then you do not have to make a second bracha over there. That's Rav Chizda's Chiddush. My timer, what's the Svar of Chizda? L'chura, you're still leaving this place. You were drinking wine here, and you left this place, and you went someplace else to drink wine over there. So why don't you have to make a second bracha? Rav Chizda's Svar is, L'kiva kama hoder. The Svar is, since really you have to make the bracha run in this room, you have to come back again. Because even if you leave this room now, still you're supposed to come back to make the bracha run here, it's never considered you stopped eating yet. So even though you left the room, you still have in mind to eat. You still have in mind to come back to that first kaviyas, to that suda, because you have to make your bracha koina there. So even if you go now to another house, you're allowed to eat in that house without making a second bracha. That's Rav Chizda's Chiddush. This is the way the Rashbam learns. That's what Rav Sheshi says, no. Echot zeh v'yechot zeh tzaruch levarach. Rav Sheshi says, no. Even if you're drinking wine or you're eating cake, once you leave this room and go to another house, you have to make another bracha. If you want to continue eating cake, you have to make again a Barim Nimazonis. Even though he also well, it could be you have to come back to make the bracha achrona, so what? But right now, as soon as you're leaving this house, that's considered as if you are Messiah Das, like you finish eating, and that's it for the first bracha. If you want to eat again, you have to make a second bracha. But Rav Chizda's Svar, and Allah, we hold like Rav Chizda's Svar is that no, that since these are chashuva things, that the bracha achrona has to be said in its own makom. So if you get up and leave this room and you didn't make the bracha achrona yet, so we say you still have in mind to come back again because you have to make the bracha achrona here, like you still have in mind to continue eating. So leaving this room is not called a hefsek. If you go to another house, you're allowed to eat there without making a bracha. Here's the way the Rashbam learned. Let's see the Rashbam inside. Shai Rashbam. Bidvarim shenim tunim bracha lachrem bim koyman. Kugoyin mayim my peir shenim tunim bracha chashuv of neyatzman ele baron of hoshes. Rabbis. Anything you only have to make a baron of hoshes, that's not choshev. You don't have to come back and make the bracha when you finished eating. Hilkach ain't sog a bracha bim koyman. Since it's not a choshev a bracha, you don't have to make that bracha in its place when you finished eating. Devadai kivim di yom advalach v'mokam acher medosa zui gemar sadosai. For sure, when you got up and left this room now, that's finishing eating. And if you go to another house and eat there, pshit, that's called a new eating, and you have to make another bracha over again. Avol, the chiddush is, avol dvorim, hatun bracha lachrein bim koyman, kloima, vashpam pshit is, bracha chashuvif neyatzman, tzrichim bim koyman, kagoyin shiva saminim, any one of the seven minim, the ispo bracha achas mien sholosh, you have to make the alamichya, or al eitz val priyates. You didn't make the bracha achrayim yet. You went to another room, another house. Lissoy, to eat there. Al das kviyas rishon holach. Levorach bracha achas al shteim. Olifnei nami yitzorach las levorach. Mehoka sheminim. That's where the Rashbam learns. That here also, since you have in mind, you know you have to make a bracha achrayim. So by leaving, you're going to have to come back again to make the bracha achrayim here. It's not considered you finished eating. So the mashma for the Rashbam, though, but if you do go and eat in the second house, you're allowed to eat there without making the bracha rishayna, and you can make the bracha achrayna there. Because it's considered like one long eating. So since the end of their eating was in that room there, that's also a makom to make a bracha achrayna. Now the din is, if you finish eating cake here, and you leave, you're supposed to matchil according to Rashbam, come back and make a bracha achrayna in this room right now. So kol zman you didn't make the bracha achrayna, we consider like you're still eating. So if you go to another house, you're allowed to continue eating there. Now, once you finish eating cake there, avad, you can make the bracha achrayna there, because that's also mokim you ate. But just if you don't make the bracha achrayna, you have to come back to make it b'mkoymam. That's the way the Rashbam learns. Tosis argues in the Rashbam. Tosis says, no, avad, if stam drinking yain, if stam drinking shiva saminim, you do not have to make that bracha achrayna b'mkoymam. That's not what we're talking about here. We're only talking about pas, according to Tosis. Or else maybe cake, Tosis says. Minya targima is awesome. Cake is a choshev azach mezainis. That you have to make an alamichiron, that place also holds. You have to make the bracha achrayinam bim koyimam. But just I'm drinking wine or eating the shiva saminim, you don't have to make the bracha achrayinam bim koyimam. And therefore, if you leave that makam, you don't have to. You do have to make a second bracha. Because Tayyaz, yes, very stark. According to where the Rashbam learns, Rav Chizda really is arguing on Rav and Shmuel. Because Rav and Shmuel both said before, when you make kiddush in shul, and even if you drink the wine there, when you go home, you have to make again a Baruch Yagofen. Now, the way the Rashbam learns here, we have Chiz to say not like that. That since when you drink wine, that's something you have to make an Alagefen or Priyagefen. You have to make a Baruch Achoshev or Baruch Achreina. So according to the Rashbam, since the Baruch Achreina has to be done Bim Kaiman, if you don't make the Baruch Achreina there and you go home, you would be allowed to drink wine in your house without making a Baruch Rishreina. And the Chura, both Rav and Shmuel said not that before. They both said, even if you drink wine in shul, when you go home, for sure you have to make again a Baruch Pregofen in your house. See, well, Tayyiz learns not like the Rashbam. Tayyiz learns that just drinking wine, for sure, even Rav Chizda is Moedim, that when you leave this room and go to another house, for sure you have to make a second bracha. Rav Chizda here was only saying either by bread, mamish. You hold up. Hold up. Yeah, again, that the Shaila was less Kamari as a Kash on Rav Chizda. That Rav Chizda was the one that said that anything that needs a bracha achroina bim koimo, so then we say there's no din ashinu makam. Even if you leave the makam, go someplace else and eat someplace else, or else you come back, you do not have to make again a bracha rishoina. So the Kash was the last Brisa said, not like that. Here the Brisa said that only if you have five people in Chabura, and then a few of them go outside and they leave over one person, then it's still considered the first chabur is still there, and then if you come back, you don't have to make a bracha rishayna. But mashma, if everybody left the room, then even though these are things that you need a bracha, achrayna bim kaima, still, since everybody left the room, you have to make another bracha rishayna before you start eating. So it was a kashan of chizdu. So more instant again, I'm not going to have